Gonna back this boat into the water. Find a way to win a couple dollars. Weatherman says it's a cold front coming down. Bring it on, I've seen it all by now. I can catch them shallow, I can catch them deep. Open water or the back of the creek. The wind and rain to me, it's all the same. I make a living playing this game, and I thank the Lord above every time I can. I get to be a fisherman.
Thank you for listening to Gone Outdoors this morning on KFGO, KWSN. Scotty Brewer, Kyle Agri of Brewer Agri Outdoors. And as Kyle just mentioned at the end of the last segment, coming up here this Thursday in Fargo, FM Wallace is holding Angler's Night. That is their big spring fishing kickoff meeting. It is free, open to the public. It's at the Ramada Inn in Fargo this Thursday, March 24th. The meeting will start at 7. Doors will be open by 6. Anybody can come out. Please, if you're in the area, come on out. And you'll get to listen to this guy, Mr. Brad Hawthorne of Hawthorne's Guide Service. We're very good friends with Brad, and he is literally one of the best anglers that we know, and we know a lot of really good anglers, and he does it a lot. He's out there every day with his guide business or doing promotions or doing something, and we're really excited to have him come to town. How are you doing, Brad?
Pretty good, pretty good. Thank you for the kind words, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, I'll pay you that $20 later that you said you'd give us if we said that. So, or that you'll pay me that $20 for saying that, I should say. I screwed that one up. So, you're going to be talking spring walleyes.
Yes.
Without giving out any secrets, because we want people to come to the seminar. Partially so that they can hang out, visit with 100 other anglers and get information from, but also so that they can get some tips from you. But what are some of the topics? You can be talking about jigging. You can be talking about light bait. You can be talking about electronics or trolling or lindy rigging or what? You know, there's a lot of options.
There's a lot of options, and I'm going to go through my 1-2-3 punch on basically finding walleyes from opener up until you hit that next transition, you know, that seasonal transition period of when the walleyes are going to start slipping out. And this year, the cool part about this year is the timing's impeccable because we are going to have late ice out and winter has stuck around a long time. Like I still have 2 feet of snow at my house here in Garrison. I mean, there's no getting away from it this year. I mean, it was a pretty brutal winter. So what that translates to is a lot of the information we're going to be handing out this seminar, instead of being good for 1 to 3 weeks, is going to be good for 2 to 6 weeks, which is going to be really cool for the people in attendance.
So Brad, you just kind of gave a little hint as to where you're from for people that don't know. You said Garrison, your home's in Garrison, which is on the shores of Mille Lacs Lake. You do a lot of guiding on Mille Lacs Lake. So one question I have, are the walleyes in Mille Lacs very similar to the walleyes in a 2,000-acre central Minnesota lake?
They are, and that's, if you look at a lot of tournaments and a lot of, you know, different areas, or just take a look at the tournament scene, for instance. You'll see that in the tournament scene, a lot of the top 10, top 20 consistent anglers are from Mille Lacs. At one point or another, they guided here, they either live here, they own a resort here. And the reason for that is Mille Lacs, you can't just be a good rigger and work and be successful all year on Mille Lacs. I learned that in my early years growing up. I was like, well, you know, Grandpa, how come we just can't drag jigs all year? And you know, grandpas, they're pretty short sometimes. He's like, because it don't work all year. You know, you get that answer. And then like 3 weeks later, we'd be pulling spinners for what seemed like an eternity. And we're like 3 weekends in a row. I'm like, oh, why are we towing spinners again, Grandpa? Because that's what they're eating. It's like, okay. All right. Well, that's kind of what I'm going to dive into on this first early season walleyes is the three things I use to catch fish. And that's where it is. It's not really changed a lot, but the major thing too is it doesn't matter what you throw, what you do. If you're not on fish, you are set up for failure from the beginning. And that is kind of where I'm going to spend a lot of time at this seminar, is finding fish first. Because it doesn't matter if you throw a green jig or a yellow jig or whatever you throw. If they're not in front of you or below you, you're not going to catch them.
Folks, if you're listening here to Gone Outdoors today, you're going to want to take note of this. This Thursday, March 24th, at the Fargo Ramada Inn, that's on 13th Avenue South in Fargo, this meeting, this seminar is free. It's open to the public. It's hosted by FM Walleyes Unlimited. Doors open at 6:30. Seminar meeting starts at 7. And I have no doubt that, Brad, you're going to share some fantastic information. But just so folks know, I think one of the coolest things about these types of meetings, we get a guy like you there to have that knowledge and that experience, and then folks can answer or ask questions. And, you know, I've seen you do this before. You're an open book. You give people information that relates to what they're thinking in their mind. And it's a great opportunity to learn a whole lot about chasing those walleyes this upcoming open water season.
Exactly. And then back to the tournament, is you see a lot of guys that are so successful, top 10, top 20, they come from Mille Lacs and they stay there. And the reason is because you can't just be good at one thing on Mille Lacs. It's Mille Lacs, the unique lake where jigs, crankbaits, spinners, it was the long line lake, you know, and that was, you know, kind of the hot button issue for a while, or hot button technique for a while. But we were all, you know, guys are trolling lead core by me and I got long lines out in the middle of August. I'm like, what are you guys doing? You can't, I mean, the seminar is not going to be on trolling, but the, just to throw cred to it, it's guys were going over the same fish with lead core, and lead core, you got, you know, you don't have very much line out with lead core because it sinks and it gets down there and it does its job, which is to get deeper quicker. Well, when you condition your fish like that for 2 or 3 weeks on end, sometimes you got to get that lure away from the boat. Sometimes that extra 60 to 100 feet is the difference between putting those fish in the boat, between putting 25 fish in the boat, put 6 fish in the boat. So like, those are kind of the things that I specialize in, is not just diving into the who, when, why, how, but you know, the little things that I do. And ultimately, you guys, you're 100% right. I want people, when they come to a seminar, to be successful. And the next time you guys invite me up there in a few years, and I want the dad and the kid to come up to me and go, Brad, I used that, I employed that, and we caught more fish. Thank you. That's all I'm looking for, is a thank you. And not at the end of the seminar, but like in a few years from those guys that are actually using those techniques or those lures or whatever they learn, and it's catching them more fish.
You know, Brad, we only got about a minute left, but you know, one of the things, you know, you keep going back to Mille Lacs and talk about Mille Lacs and all the big tournament, a lot of the big tournament anglers that came from Mille Lacs. One thing I think is really interesting is for years and years and years, we've been hearing about Mille Lacs and it being a very finicky bite because the water is so clean. You got to use long leaders. You know, you got to pitch out away from the boat. You got to do all this stuff because of the clean water, where a lot of us in central Minnesota really haven't had to deal with that, or North Dakota or South Dakota. But now with zebra mussels, that is becoming more and more of a thing for us. So I think there's a lot more that you can teach us than what you honestly know, because you're so used to that. And we're not. And hopefully all the people at that seminar will pay attention to some of that stuff, some of your techniques, because that works on those super clear lakes, which we're getting a lot more of that. So once again, that is FM Walleyes Anglers Night, Ramada Inn in Fargo, Thursday, March 24th. It's free and open to the public. All you got to do is come on out. You don't need to be a member. Obviously, we do have memberships available for $25 if you choose to give back to the resource a little bit. But hopefully you can come out, see Brad, listen to Brad, get a couple of tips that you can use this spring. Brad, we really hope that you have yourself an amazing winter or amazing summer, and we will see you in Fargo on Thursday night.
Sounds good, guys. We'll see you then. Thank you again.
All right. Stick around, because we will be back with more Gone Outdoors after this short break.
I make a living playing this game, and I thank the Lord above every time I can. I get to be a fisherman.